Our New Testament reading today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 15, beginning at the 6th verse. The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter. And after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will." And all the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, James replied, "Brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, 'After this I will return, and I will rebuild the tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, that the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name,' says the Lord, 'who makes these things known from of old.' Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write them to abstain from the things polluted by idols, and from sexual immorality, and from what has been strangled, and from blood. For from ancient generations Moses has had in every city those who proclaim him, for he is read every Sabbath in the synagogues." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Tony Alter of Faith Lutheran Church in Jefferson City, Missouri.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Back when I was confirmed, I hear that phrase fairly often. And when I do, what usually follows is an explanation about how much harder it was when I did it. Back when I was confirmed, we had to memorize the whole catechism. In German, uphill both ways. There is absolutely no doubt that catechesis is vitally important. But if the idea becomes, how can we be more of a burden? How can we make it more difficult? Well, you can see how far off base that is. In our text today, we hear that the whole church was gathered together to discuss just that question. How does one join the church? Who gets in? And what do they have to do? Now, what started off first was apparently a sort of an open debate where everyone got their say. Then Peter, later called Simeon, he steps up and puts in his voice. He notes that God made no distinction when they brought the gospel to the Gentiles. They received the Holy Spirit just as the Jews who got the gospel did. And yet there were some who thought it was just important that they be circumcised just like anyone else joining the church. Peter says that they were placing a yoke on these new disciples, a yoke that not even the Jews themselves had been able to bear. Of course, they had borne circumcision okay. The yoke he's talking about is the burden of the whole law, the burden of doing something in order to merit discipleship, of jumping through some hoop before you qualify to receive the gift of faith. He says that those new Gentile Christians received the gift of grace just like the Jewish Christians did, merely by grace. That's where faith comes from. Then Paul and Barnabas added the evidence of the signs and wonders that they had seen when proclaiming the gospel among the Gentiles. And finally, James, the brother of Jesus, speaks up. And he says that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles, that he gives evidence from Scripture that it is appropriate, it should be easy for those from the Gentiles to come within the children of God, for that was God's plan from the very beginning. He goes on then to outline what the Christian life will look like, not as a prerequisite from entering it, but as a way to get along with each other. He uses three particular categories that kind of sum up the 10 words, the 10 commands that God has given us. And they talk about idolatry and sexual conduct and violence. It's a good summary. But no doubt it's a work in progress. It was just a framework for a beginning, one with which we still struggle today. What James outlines is not the final word on how disciples live, but it is a hopeful, helpful scaffolding on which to build. It's the beginning. We still wrestle with it today, understanding exactly what must be done. But wrestling is part of the faithful life. It's why, after all, we're called Israel. For us to add anything else to the faith formula apart from grace is to contradict the very essence of the gospel. Faith is not a work. It is a gift, and it comes to us freely. It is no burden. It is all joy. The bottom line is this. To be a member of the body requires faith in Jesus Christ and his perfect life, sacrificial death on the cross, and his resurrection from the tomb 3 days later. It's a faith that God gives us by grace. You see, brothers and sisters, it's not that nothing else matters. It's that nothing else matters for salvation. And isn't that a good thing? If it's up to me to get it straight, I'm in big trouble. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds by grace through faith unto life everlasting in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Tony Alter of Faith Lutheran Church in Jefferson City, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.